Podcast, episode 286, Anthrocon Losers Party. I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Avery.
And none of us are at Anthrocon this weekend.
I thought you were going to use a different title for this episode.
I was, but then I thought better of it.
Oh, we second guess being awful.
Yeah, I mean, we court enough controversy as it is. Not really.
Controversy?
So, yes. Yeah, it has been yet another exciting week in the world of furry and not a lot else, really. No earth-shattering con drama, no
earth-shattering kabooms with the fourth passing.
Yeah, that, you know, your bow didn't, like, freak out and curl into a ball and disappear.
No, we were surprising. We actually, you could see the fireworks from the backside of the complex. We're like, well, it's time to go out. Let's take Bo with us. If he freaks out, someone will run him inside and cage him. And we went outside, and he just kind of derped. Didn't even seem to care that anything was going on. So it was the first time we've had to deal with fireworks, so yeah. We didn't know if he was going to, like, pee his pants or something.
But no, I mean, he's, like, just barely over a year old at this point, isn't he?
No, he's only 10 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this was the first time he'd seen anything like that.
Shippies get so big so fast.
Yes. I saw one at the park the other day when we took Bo out. It's 115 pounds. He looked like a bear. A big, fuzzy bear.
Princess was 110 at her heaviest.
Oh, Jesus.
And she thought she was a lap dog. Yeah. 4th of July, yeah. I was out at Lake Dallas, which is a small town north of Lake Louisville. Mm-hmm. And they do their annual 4th of July thing. And
were you out there vending with your parents?
I was out there with vending because it's an all-day thing. Like, I got up at 6:30, we got there by 7:30, and we left at 11:20 p.m.
We didn't feel like dealing with Kaboom Town, so I'd gone to, like, one of the parking garages to watch the fireworks, like, last couple of years. And yeah. This year, it's like, fuck that noise. Ended up watching it.
It was cool because we did get to see their little fireworks display really close up because we had our booth. We just grabbed some chairs, sat them in front of the booth, and got to watch them. And it was interesting, the number of people that brought their dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor thing was traumatized.
That's pretty normal to bring out the dogs.
Oh, I know. And it was super hot, though. And so, mm-hmm. like, the little bitty ones would, because we had a fan running, we had power, so they would run in and, like, flop in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, God, sweet relief.
See, the problem for me was I actually had to deal with the aftermath of Boomtown.
Oh?
I was working in the dog store that night.
Oh.
And for those who don't know, as of 2 months ago, I started working at the dog store again on the weekends. So I can make some extra cash.
Dong-da-dong-dong.
But, no, there was traffic out there from probably about 9:50 to about 11:30 at night.
Like,
yeah. Literally packed the entire time.
I still had to deal with some traffic coming home as late as I did because I go 35 south to Keller Springs, mm-hmm. and down towards our street. And, yeah, heading south on that was just so many people just going north,
mm-hmm.
out of Addison. I mean, I can't imagine that little town probably hit 500,000 people in it.
Yeah, that's what they estimated, about 400,000 come in for Kaboom Town.
Yeah.
And it was a really good show this year.
I mean, the town itself is only 35,000 people.
Well, it's got very little residential area,
and
too.
It's all restaurants and the airport.
And businesses and towers. And 4th of July, yeah. I ended up just going. I went up to a friend's house locally, and they started to build a patio. And then that was in early spring, and then it rained.
And it rained.
And so they've had this half-built patio for, like, months now, and then it got wicked hot as soon as the rain stopped. And finally they said, okay, we'll come up there early. We'll help you get a little bit more done. So it's go until it's too freaking hot and we're feeling wonky. So it was hydrate while we hung up a tarp to kind of hide a little bit from the sun. It only helped so much.
Yeah.
And then we went inside and tried to cool off.
Yeah, and obviously, since this is a great visual medium, I can show off my wrist here. I now have a watch tan.
Nice.
I have that Pebble watch, and it's pretty big, so now there's this fairly thick band of mega white me around, you know, the tan rest of my arms. Yeah, 4th of July was pretty fun. Nobody lost any fingers around me, so that's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a couple of...
international issues.
Oh, God, that one dude.
Which
I'm
one?
I'm going to put a mortar tube on my head and light it.
And died.
And then vaporize my fucking brain in Maine. And then the mom's like, my baby boy. He was 22 and drunk.
And then there was a football... I forget who it was. There was a football player who blew off part of his hand. Mm-hmm. Something I haven't heard if it was like an honest mistake or a misfire or what, but you know, he still seriously damaged his hand.
I'm a football player. I need my hands to catch shit and throw shit. Maybe I shouldn't play with explosives in my hands.
Where's the fun in that?
Hey, I was a stupid kid at one point, and I would light bottle rockets and throw them in the air and be like, whatever, and just see how they shot off.
Oh, speaking
of... So, I mean, I did plenty of stupid shit with fireworks as a kid.
Speaking of stupid shit, did you hear about the dude in the alligator?
Oh, God, yes.
No.
There was a warning, alligator, do not swim.
In, like, a marina. And so a guy was jumping in, and they said, no, sir, you need to come out. There's an alligator. It's, you know, he's like, fuck the alligator. A couple minutes later, he
gets fucked by the alligator.
With its teeth.
Yep, teeth fucked. This is what happened when you try to bang alligators, kids. Don't do it.
So it's like Darwin Award candidates are rife recently. Other things from that news. That what was it? Kim something over... Oh, the stupid bitch that wouldn't give marriage licenses. Kim...
There is a couple folks on... There are still a few holdouts around the country at this point that are like, well, I'm gonna... You know, Jesus and the First Amendment tell me I don't gotta marry these queers.
Oh, regarding all that, you've heard that there's a pastor who's trying to make this huge thing about putting the Christian flag over the American flag.
Oh,
and he's trying to actively push that this is an anti-patriotic, but that the country needs to revisualize itself, basically, as we start as Christians, so we need to look at One Nation under God.
Oh. Okay, so it's County Clerk Kim Davis. She's in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Big surprise. And she, there's a couple of YouTube videos out there of her basically ignoring a bunch of gay dudes there to...
Get married.
And that other one, the one who's actually a pastor, was told by the governor to do it or step down, and he's done neither. So it's heading for major.
I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, most everybody's kind of like, all right, fine, God, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But then you've got, you know, a few holdouts who really just got to be fired. But, you know, it's, come on, guys. It really sincerely is them being dragged kicking and screaming into the modern age. And there's plenty of kicking and plenty of screaming. And you've got these fucktards from Liberty Council here in Plano, actually, who's the ones that are advising, no, you can deny people. That was actually in Arkansas. There was two clerks that were like, no, we've been talking to Liberty Council. They say we can do that. And then they talked to a local lawyer who said, if you do this, you're going to be sued personally. And they go, oh, I'll marry everybody and treat her respectfully. Because the local lawyer is like, yeah, they can sue your ass. And actually, that Davis woman... who herself has been divorced 4 times.
So, I know, because, you know, marriage is so sanctified, you know, you did it four times.
Real bad there. And it's the local, it's like, ACLU of Kentucky suing her. So it's like, you're bringing this on yourself. You can be all the get all the martyr points you want, but it's still going to be your ass in the sling and paying out anything you get penalized. Because you couldn't just do your fucking job. Yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, it's pretty much been, everyone's like, all right, fine, we'll get gays get married, whatever, fine.
There are a couple of jackasses.
Yep. Jiggle the cables here.
Jiggle.
We also need to replace the XLR cables. But other than that, I mean, I've just been really busy with con stuff. Like, we had... one of the corral at Furry Fiesta, right? We were using it for kind of the same thing for my PonyCon. And the most recent flooding we had in here in Texas basically flooded the bottom part of that. Mm. And it's complicated on a number of issues because they have to reconstruct the entire thing. But the thing is, that room was ADA non-compliant because it was built in the 70s, but it had been grandfathered in. Now that they have to reconstruct it, they have to bring it into ADA compliance, which means they're basically going to level that room out into one big space, which means a lot of reconstruction, lots of pouring of concrete, lots of demolishing and smoothing of concrete. They're taking out the bar. They took out the stage. It's really kind of sad because it was a neat space and good, you know, it was a big room, but it was split off into little portions so people could kind of play. All right, well, here's the card games. Here's the snack bar. Here's where the video game people are going to set up. Now it's just going to be one big space, which is fine, but, you know, we don't have it. Free Siesta doesn't have it. What did they do with y'all? They're shoving the...
That's up to Oak.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so we got both of them, all three pieces of Oak, which is downsized, but you don't have the weird shaped room to work with.
Yeah.
So,
man, why are you being so robot, Shiva?
It's the cyborg attachments. They are finally working.
Can you be my robot lover?
I think I got the wrong bits for you.
That's what bits and pieces, they can be screwed in. We can do this.
Yeah, but the non-factory parts are expensive.
I have two jobs.
you're getting your spinners.
Hmm?
Getting spinners.
Oh, God.
Get me a dong from the dong store. We'll finagle it on. Am I still robot?
No, I'm fiddling with it live.
Well, that or stop and, you know.
Yeah. Seriously, when Fuzz gets back from Anthrocon... We'll just fucking...
Replace some parts.
We need new XLR cables, well, at least two more XLR cables and the interface. And we have more than enough money in the Patreon account to do that.
And you still have that cable place that I sent you, that glass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So San Diego Comic-Con is going on right now.
Yeah, the Warcraft trailers.
I haven't seen that. Tell us about that.
No. Nobody's seen it yet. They're showing it exclusively at Comic-Con.
Oh, well, fuck those guys then.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting and exciting thing that I posted about last night was the Lego Dimensions Doctor Who.
You know, Fuzz is going to be all over that. Oh,
yeah. Fuzz, I posted it to Twitter and I said, I tagged Fuzz. I was like, hot damn. Because, you know, they're making Lego Doctor Who sets. And cool. In the game, you can play as all 13 Doctors.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you pick your favorite and do your Lego gaming. There's Daleks, there's Cybermen, there's all sorts of crazy Doctor Who stuff.
Do you get a companion?
Yes, they have the companions. There was Ace, there was Rose.
Are they matched up to their doctor?
I think they're matched their doctor probably if you adventure with them.
Gotcha.
But, I saw that and I'm like, that's really exciting because, you know, it's like Disney Infinity, except Lego has all these other properties.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed, you know, the 13th Doctor and Doc Brown and then Gandalf and Homer Simpson bouncing on faith pads from Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this massive mishmash of like fan fiction crossover stuff. And I'm like,
well, whatever, we can do this.
They can. Like, it was like Doc Brown and Doctor Who in the Wild West, and there's, you know, the DeLorean zooms in. There's little Lego Daleks.
You can recreate that shirt and run the DeLorean into the TARDIS?
Probably. it's really cool. It's like, I don't know how they're going to make any money with this. I mean, because everybody has to get their taste. But it's really interesting and ambitious. Because, I mean, your basic set is, like, Lego is Batman, Gandalf, and Wildside from Lego Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is, like, Lego sets they're putting out that also work with the game.
Hmm. So kind of Amiibo or what's that? It's Skylanders?
It's toys to life is the genre.
Mm-hmm.
You
buy a toy and you get to use it in-game.
Yeah. Except you get Legos as opposed to a Mario statue or whatever the hell a statue Skylander is.
But you get a Lego set, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
slightly more entertaining.
Yeah. So it's really exciting that that came out. Other than that, I've not been paying much attention. I mean, SDCC just started, didn't mm-hmm. it? So, I mean, all the big stuff is tomorrow and Saturday.
And they keep a lot under wraps.
Yeah. So there'll be cool stuff. I'm sure there'll be more Marvel movie announcements. I'm sure there'll be more this, that, and the other. Oh, God, fuck. Let me tell you about something that really rustled a million Jimmys, though.
Oh?
So yesterday, the Hasbro News account tweeted about that season 6 was coming later this year, mm-hmm. talking about how, you know, because Pony's getting a 6th season, and season 5 is a 26-episode thing, so they really, people were thinking, holy fuck balls, they're just going to run season 5 and then immediately start season 6.
No.
No. 24 hours later, they realize their mistake and go, actually, no. The back half of season 5 will come at this year. So instead of getting a constant stream of fresh episodes through the end of the year, there is going to be a 2 to 3 month hiatus
again
in the middle of the season. Like, they pulled a Disney, because they did fucking Disney did that with Gravity Falls, and they've done it. They do it, and like CN does it with Steven Universe.
Mm-hmm. It's there's like a couple of dead air months
where it's just like, yeah, we're just not going to show the.
Well, a lot of seasons, you know, like things like Supernatural and such old have dead time too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but still, it's like the turnaround from getting a fuckload of this show you like to, oh wait, no, it's going to go on hiatus after this weekend's show for X amount of time.
You ready for this cliffhanger?
So yeah, it's just like, god damn it, guys. And then they announced like Doctor Who season coming in like September, so that's mm-hmm. cool.
I still need to finish watching last season.
I haven't seen any of the current Doctor. I've just been so busy.
I saw like half the season and he just hadn't grabbed me, but then again, it usually takes like a season or so for them to get the hang, you know, the handle on the character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that rustled a million Jimmys. It's like, oh, hey, this great thing. You're going to get somebody referred to it as like, thanks Hasbro for kicking me in the dick.
A million bronies cried out
and were suddenly silenced. Then they had to go watch Gravity Falls or Steven Universe or Sonic Something Boom. Actually, I do have to say, if you follow the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter account, the person running the Sonic Boom Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter account, mm-hmm. the person running that is, like, hilarious. Mm. So there's that classic Sonic 06 Game Grumps episode mm-hmm. where, like, it's like Knuckles sticks to the wall in the craft, and he has this flip out, and John has a flip out. And today the Sonic account actually, like, tweeted at him, what is this? What is my life? What am I doing? It's like a line from his, like, Let's Play video. Mm-hmm. And just the internet's like, what the fuck is going on? And like occasionally he'll just like post, man, today's a great day. I gotta go fast. And like just stupid nonsense like that. So the official Sonic the Hedgehog, whoever is helming that, is well aware of all the various stupid, funny things that
have gone on around have
tacked
it.
On around that.
They're well tapped into social media and nerddom.
Yeah. The person they got doing it is doing a good job.
That's good.
So last time we talked about Alex Haas, he was the fur that kind of got blown up over in
Taiwan,
and outside Taipei. And his original goal was $75,000, but they were having issues treating him over there. They're trying to get him back to the States, so they bumped it up to $200K because it's obviously going to be a very dicey flight to get him back.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
But they've raised over 80,000 of this.
That's so good. I mean, they hit their initial goal at least.
Oh, yeah. And they've at least got it if he stays over there. But they'd like to bring him home, obviously, mm-hmm. because, well, some good news. Looks like they had to do a procedure to get him ready for some grafts. It looked like it was going to be dicey, and apparently he has a rare blood type. And you tend to lose a lot of blood when you're prepping for it, but he went through very stably, didn't lose as much as anticipated, and they had plenty of stock on hand for it. So that's good news, number one. They managed to take out his breathing tube, so he's breathing on his own.
That's good.
And he can talk. So he's woken up, he's talking. Looks like his, you know, no brain damage or anything. He's kind of back to being his own self. So it looks like if they can keep them stable, keep down the infection, they at least have, you know, he's starting to come back at least as much as can be possible. And it's looking real good for him. So
that's good.
I know he's got some friends and such on social media. I don't know when he's going to be back online. I don't know like how much damage he had to his hands or anything, but yeah. I know his legs were incredibly damaged.
He's like, I can't move, but I can still beat on for Affinity.
Or tweet. He has a Twitter account.
I can't still remember tweet. His name.
So yeah, he's at least, you know, it looks like he's on like a slow recovery at least. So at least there's that good
news.
That's
a step in the right direction.
Have you heard about him?
I've heard about what happened, but I haven't had a chance to really keep up with it.
I've mostly been watching the GoFundMe for updates.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are about half an hour in, so we should probably just go to the emails. We don't have a ton this week. Unless there's any topics you wanted to hit,
well,
Avery.
Do you have any dung store stories?
No, I'm sorry. Nothing's been really amazing lately. It's been
sad.
It's the same thing that it always used to be, which is a bunch of people coming in, half them saying, please don't look at me, I don't need help, and bringing up terrible products. And me saying, yes, you do need help, this is a shitty product, and it's going to break in your vagina. And then me finding something that's comparable, but good. And then the others are, let's see, I had a dominatrix in there this last weekend. Mm-hmm. She was pretty cool. She's getting ready for her 4th of July. So
lots of...
she's getting ready for her 4th of July. Lots of fun.
You're going to get paddled to the tune of fireworks. And she just smacks along with the music.
Let's see. I had a bunch of people from out of town because of, they were coming to see their family for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It turned into, well, me, my sisters, our mom, our aunts, and grandma all wanted to come in and see what's going on. So,
hi.
Yeah, that turned into a 8-woman group. That was fun.
Educational. So this is a dildo.
Well,
you
see,
put it in you.
It's funny because all the younger girls and grandma were really interested in what's going on. It's all the mothers, like the
aunts.
The aunts and the mom who were just like, we can't come in here. We can't go looking at this. Nobody wants to go in here. And grandma's like, look at this.
But you get to be a certain age, you don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah. Well, she gave a fuck. She wanted. So I was just like, okay, this is what this
Mom,
is.
I don't need to know.
Like,
and of course, go, grandma. So.
See, I heard you went back to work at the dong store. I'm like, yes, dong stories again. I mean, Seth left. And he was like my, after you, he was my dong store story person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you left, and then Seth left, and now you're back, and now there's dong stories.
Well, apparently, as soon as I got there and started working, they're like, so you know that you basically are kind of taking over Seth's spot. And I'm just like, but I'm not Seth. I am me. Rawr! Rawr! This is Avery. So.
Too bad.
Yeah, you sent me that picture of that new chair. I was like, that looks nice.
It's got a lot of kick to it.
Oh, yeah, a lot of buzz.
The vibration's really awesome.
Lots of buzz.
Mm-hmm.
That's outside of my spending range for a little while, but...
Understandable.
They're not cheap.
They're not, no. But it's at least a one-time purchase.
Yeah.
Well, now this would be my second time purchase.
Well, it's a different one, so it's the one time for that. See? Completely
is that how
different.
It works?
Yeah.
Is it like buying an iPhone? You just keep upgrading?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't think they make otter boxes for that, though you can put them in certain otter boxes.
Pretty much.
Well, I don't know. If you know some otters, it might go in, you know.
I know far too many. Because they all keep tweeting each other the same damn pictures. Why?
Doesn't help that you live with one.
It doesn't. Because then I see them all there, too. One otter picture, 300 retweets, 500 favorites from all the otters.
Oh, these otters are cute, but we saw this a week ago. I don't care, it's still cute.
Yeah.
Furries. All right, so...
I've seen a whole conversation take place in snow leopard photos, so...
This is true.
Not the same always, but...
That's pretty much all my mom tweets. She just retweets cute animal pictures and nature photos. So it's like, oh, look, it's snow leopard. Oh, it's some foxes. Oh, it's this, that, and the other.
Hi, Mom.
It's like, anytime I see that, like, she's like the only person who tweets those things. So we have three emails this week.
A whole three?
A whole three.
Wow. One for each of us.
Yep. We don't get a ton of emails anymore, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been doing this kind of forever, but with the conversations and stuff we have, if we talk about it or there's something major going on, we'll get emails about it. Mm-hmm. So you can always email us at notcast@foxsurfers.com, or you can go to our Tumblr, notcast.tumblr.com, and send us questions anonymously.
Do it.
Do it, Phillies. Yes.
Or I will roar at you.
Yep. I'm going to start with this one. From Jeeves the Roo. Dear Notcasters, following a recent outburst on Twitter by a certain furry, I've had cause to think about bigotry. Normally, we consider bigotry to be the act of a majority against a minority. White people discriminate against black people, straight people discriminate against gay people, etc. But as has recently been proven by this particular furry, himself a gay man with a long-term partner, this isn't always the case. I feel that bigotry is no less acceptable, perhaps even worse, when it comes from another minority. Surely he, as a gay man, should understand the struggle for acceptance and equality that other minorities have to go through. Yet still this individual took almost a visceral pride in spelling a hateful tirade against MTF trans people who have the apparent audacity to say they understand feminism, and call out polyamorous individuals as being greedy, selfish, and simply unwilling to commit to a single partner because they'd rather fuck around. Not only did I find these opinions both highly offensive and incredibly stupid, but the fact that he thought sharing them would be met with anything but ridicule and anger in a community such as the furry fandom makes me scratch my head. I know trolls, with quotation marks, are supposed to enjoy poking the hornet's nest, but when the hornet's nest is your nest too, wouldn't it be less hassle to spread your bigotry elsewhere if indeed you feel the need to spread it at all? Long story short, too late. Bigotry and discrimination between minorities within the LGBTQ community. It's too late. Okay, like, the sentence just ends. All right. I feel it's even worse than mainstream bigotry, as while it's happening in a much smaller scale, the impact of infighting can seriously damage the confidence and trust of those minorities in their community. Do you folks agree? Any opinion of your own to add? Normally enthusiastic, but particularly pissed off at this issue right now, Jeeves the Roo from Scotland.
Go ahead and read
I'll read the P.S. I feel I should address the poly comments I made in this letter a little further, as I know it impacts upon one of the Notcast crew. Shiva, Shiva, I'm sure you know that most of us out here in the wider furry world are fully supportive of poly relationships. Love is love, and so long as all parties are informed and legally consenting, that's all that really matters. It's not something I often talk about, but I've always considered myself open to the idea that I could fall in love with more than one person or enter into an already established relationship with one or both of those involved. The idea that there is a limit on how much love a person has to give, that giving romantic love is more to more than a single individual somehow lessens that bond, is ridiculous to me. As I said before, love is love, heart.
Yeah, that's how I came aware of the situation. Of course, it pissed off Sarah out too.
Yeah, I basically saw him like grumping about it because I don't follow a lot of furries.
I wouldn't have heard about it either, but he brought it. And basically, this particular individual decided to lash out against Polly and
trans people.
Thought that trans people didn't need to be part of the gay LGBT. Yeah, that entire alphabet salad that is the LGBT plus queer, you know, all those letters.
LGBT plus A, EX plus Alpha 2, 3, Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, up, down, down, left, right. So, yeah, he lashed out against that, and he lashed out against Polly, basically that Polly's worse.
I just wonder, who the fuck pissed in his Cheerios to get him going on Twitter like that?
I don't know, but Polly people were sluts and whores and... It's impossible to love more than one person, and you're just whoring around. Reading his tweets, apparently, I got the feeling that at least at some point he ran across there's a particular hippy dippy flavor of the poly community where they do think that poly is an elevated consciousness and all this other stuff. And basically, if you're not poly, you are...
You're disconnected from the heart of the universe, man.
No, it's more like you're fooling yourself. You know, like binary relationships are a social thing. It's not the way humans are wired. And then basically there's a holier-than-thou element of poly. And they can be real dicks.
Okay.
Now, I have only met like one of these once. The vast majority of the poly people that I've met are usually just weird people. I mean, if it rolls, you know.
I mean, anybody that takes whatever flavor they are and tries to elevate it above everybody else, they're just dicks.
Yeah, they think that it makes them better than they are. But the thing is maybe I'm misread. It hit hard for me because I think this particular individual wrote a very interesting paper or article a couple years ago where I really admired it. If it's the one I'm thinking of, and I'm pretty sure he wrote it, it had to do with basically being blocked from your gay partner in the hospital when they were dying. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm remembering it, and he did write this, he lost a partner to AIDS or something. I knew it was a fur. I think it was this guy, because I remember the name. Maybe I was wrong, so... But I read this, and it was like, wow, this is really well written, and I was impressed. So I was kind of thought that this was... And then turns around in some of the most virulent ways possible. So when I respect, or at least I thought I respected...
You thought more than average of...
Yeah, and then suddenly he's virulently trashing something I am. It's like,
where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah. And then he goes on, and later in the tirade, he starts basically encouraging people to, if this, go fuck yourself and, you know, go kill yourself. And he starts basically going on as, if you're going to throw away your life, go ahead and do so and save us all the drama.
Does Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. And later on, I mean, it looks like in later posts, he kind of, it's just a social experiment. I was just seeing how people would react. And
I stuck my dick in the hornet's nest and they stung me. I better act like I was just being retarded.
And he's like, no, I don't really. If you thought that I really thought that people who are suicidal should actually go kill themselves, you're dumb. And along this line, it's like, you just started a whole bunch of butthurt. Why?
I mean,
it's some really nasty. This sounds
like a candidate for the setting on like Tweetbot. There's you have to click the box. Are you sure you want to tweet this? Mm-hmm. Click. You have to take that extra step before you just spew words into the box and hit send.
He was at it for like a couple days and then later went back on quiet. It's like, did you just get fucking bored? Did you feel a need for attention or something? Because it was really nasty.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's like, it's my opinion, I'm allowed to have it. You're allowed to have it. Shouting it from the rooftops will get people shouting back.
That's the thing. It's like people posting on Tumblr, posting on Twitter. They have these ridiculous, stupid ideas, and they broadcast them out to the world. And if they have a decent enough listener, follower count, mm-hmm. people blow back against it, and they're like, oh, well, it's my opinion, freedom of speech. Well, yeah, you have freedom of speech, and just the same, we have the freedom of speech to tell you you're an idiot or an asshole.
Freedom of speech keeps the government from putting you in jail and killing you.
But it doesn't
protect you from backlash.
No.
Or like, people posting on Tumblr and getting, reblogs, people going, you're an idiot. Well, it's my opinion. This is my safe space. No, anything you post publicly on the net, people can see. Mm-hmm. And people may be nosy enough to share their opinion with you or disagree with you publicly.
Gasp. Yeah.
That's part of participating in the open internet.
That's basically it. I mean, you put your shit out there and people might say you're wrong. They might say it loudly and... Just wow, I really hope I never fucking meet this dude.
Yeah.
I really have no interest in ever, ever seeing him.
And I was just kind of like, maybe he's stirring the pot and hoping he can like maybe get people to be mean at him at Anthrocon or something so he can play the victim card. Who fucking knows?
I haven't seen any mention of him going to AC, so.
It's just one of those things where it's like, I'm going to hit the Hornets, you know.
Hornets nest and.
With a bat and then complain when they sting me. Mm-hmm. You get what you deserve when you do that kind of nonsense. Because, I mean, seriously, if you're. you might have a better time on 4chan's poll board instead of, you know, the furry internet.
I mean, freedom of speech is not freedom from consequences. It's just freedom from certain consequences. Like, I go back, going to jail or the government killing you.
It was a social experiment is the lamest excuse in the book. Like, are you in high school? Are you in middle school being an idiot and just like, no, man, I was just being edgy on purpose.
I don't know how flinging shit is a particularly good social experiment. There's a lot better ones that don't get people as... And I could see it if he was, like, maybe doing a simple side comments and, you know, people took it. No, they were pretty blatantly... He was just going on about it.
I mean, you want to have a social experiment, go out and have a thing about, like, help us end women's suffrage and, like, see how many people sign the petition, you know, stuff like that. That's a social experiment, you know, because people don't know the meaning of the word and they'll sign it up, you know.
Throwing shit and seeing how many people react is a bad social experiment.
Yeah.
I mean.
Whatever, dude.
Let's pick three things that will piss a lot of people off. Huh.
In the furry community specifically, too, it's like...
Where they're very... very
lots of poly, prominent. Lots of trans folks, and, you know, just general LGBT peoples. All right, well, I think that's about it for that email.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So, are you going to pull up on your phablet there?
Yeah, then I'll hand it to Avery.
All right.
Hey.
I get things handed.
Yep.
All right. Hey there, it's Casters and the Knot. I'm going to be traveling out of country to visit my boyfriend 1 year from now for the first time, as this is the first time. I come to you guys with two questions. The first, I have never really traveled much in my life. This is my first time going abroad, just up to the frozen wastes of Canada, and I will be flying, so I'm just curious what you well-traveled lot have as any general traveling tips or anything specific about flying or going abroad. The second question is it's going to be his first time and my first time being a top, and I'm just looking for any first-timer tips in the area of gay sex. Thank you very much for reading. Risen the Griffin. Okay, first of all, Canada, I'm going to assume you're coming from the U.S. Canada is not going abroad. I have been there. It's really not that different from the U.S.
But they speak poutine up there.
Yeah, it's like going, honestly, it's a lot like going from one area of the country to another. They have different chains. They've got, you know, some regional quirkiness. But overall, they, you know, some places have a slightly different accent. You know, so other than, unless you're going hip deep into the heart of French
Quebec,
into Quebec, you're not going to have too much acclimation issues. I had a lot more issues flying and living in Sydney than any of my trips up to Canada. Now, if you're going to Mexico, that's a slightly different kettle of fish. If you're going over to Europe, again.
Much bigger kettle of fish.
Much bigger, much different.
With a lot of different types of fish.
Yeah, but Canada is not really going abroad.
Well, this is actually...
Compared to going to other countries.
Yeah. Make sure, as you're mentioning, you're young and you're going to have sex for the first time, make sure the laws are on your side in the area. So, you know, if they're underage and you are not, then maybe you shouldn't fuck them. Double check the age of consent laws in the area you're going to be, just for the sake of...
I mean, if he's 25, you're probably safe.
Yeah, if you're both, like, over 21 or over 18, whatever, you know, but the way you're phrasing it, like, just in case.
If it's your first time topping, don't worry if your body doesn't like you at first. It's okay. If you haven't topped before, your body might be like, not right now.
What is this? I don't know. This is weird.
I mean, it's nerves.
Yeah, like the first time I ever topped, it was you know, it took a long time, and I was, you know, it was an interesting experience. I mean, this would be the first time anybody has sex. It's weird. Wait.
You're a fox. You topped?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I've also had heterosexual sex.
Oh, my God.
And my dick did not melt off.
You had what kind of sex?
Heterosexual sex.
What's that?
I don't know.
Man, you're going all weird on us.
I know, right? It's like I'm actually bisexual.
Something to do with Venus flytraps.
So. Yeah, just clap, clap. Mm-hmm.
The gears.
Feed me, Seymour.
But yeah, for topping, I mean, it's one of those things you're both going to have to go slow. Make sure you use tons of lube. If
it hurts him.
If it hurts him, stop.
Stop. Do not go, because that can lead to tearing. Tearing takes a long time to heal.
It does.
Do a lot of foreplay. In that, what I mean, use your fingers to help relax him. Make sure that you've cut your nails. You may be, I'm a furry, I need my claws. No. Not down there.
And if hurts. He's, make sure he might want to play with toys in the time leading up to the incident.
If you have toys, cool. If you guys don't have toys, and there's a local store, take a look. Usually there's going to be different kits for anal that have multiple size toys. That way you can work up to it. Or, you know, just get a couple smaller toys to start. So that way he is at least relaxed and used to there being something there.
Yeah. Life is not furry porn. You don't go zero to balls deep immediately.
Well, you could.
Okay, you don't if you want to ever have sex with that person again.
Correct. Oh, see, now you just made me remember a dong store story from my old time.
Oh, go ahead.
So,
does it involve anal tearing?
That's an understatement.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, my God.
So, this is our what not to do, children.
Yeah, don't do this, kids.
So, I've been working there for about I think 2 months. This is whenever I was working there the first time. And this was back in, like, 2008. So this guy comes in, and he's looking around, and he has this weird look on his face. And I'm like, can I help you find anything? And he's just like, do you guys have any beads? You know, anal beads. And I'm like, yeah, sure, come here. And I show him the area. And he's looking, and he's just like, what should I get? I'm like, well, you should probably go with one like this. Has your partner ever used any? And no, she's never done it. I've only used these ones with my ex before. And after how that went, I'm kind of scared to do anything. I'm like, why? I'm really curious what happened. So he's just like, well, she bought them. She bought some beads, and she told me to put them in and pull them out. But she didn't tell me anything about it. So I put them in her, and I didn't think, and I treated it kind of like a lawnmower and just pulled it out really quick and had to take her to the hospital.
Yep. Oh! That's exactly what I thought.
Because
that happens a lot. It ain't pull starting a lawnmower, kids. Don't do that.
So if you, to the person who wrote the email that we're on, if you do get toys, including beads,
it's not a lawnmower.
It's not a lawnmower, and move them back and forth slowly. The idea with it is that it's going to make the muscles expand and contract, making it more sensual.
Yeah. And regarding lube, if you're going to use toys and then bang, you should probably stick to water-based.
Depending on the material, but yes.
Yeah.
If
you're going to use condoms, which you should use condoms, you don't want to have silicone lube.
Actually, silicone lube and condoms work.
Really?
It's oil that doesn't work.
Okay, I thought silicone lube
and silicone toys is bad.
Yeah.
I thought there were some condoms that didn't work with. No. Okay. Huh. All right. Well, you would know more than I do.
I hope so. I sell them.
Okay, I just had always thought that, like, silicone lube and condoms could cause issues.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I prefer water-based anyway because I don't like, you know, the stuff silicone, slick forever.
Yeah, silicone never goes away. You can kind of, you know.
It's like, oh no, I spilled some in my shower. Well, I just go, might as well break my neck now.
And you can go to ice skate.
See, whenever it comes to that, honestly, that's where I think having foreplay as well as after sex relax play comes in, because you can use, presuming that whoever has the lube on them has cleaned themselves prior to, so it's not like there's any nastiness to begin with. Mm-hmm. Then use your hands to do a massage, like, mm-hmm. on the butt, and you're using whatever lube is on the outside to act as massage oil. And that's both back there as well as on the front. So that way, because silicone lube, it's, if it gets spread out thin enough, it almost just feels like you just put moisturizer on.
Hmm, true. Okay, speaking of things to kill yourself in the shower... Have you guys ever used the sugar scrubs?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. First time I did that, it's like, Drew, get me a towel because I'm going to fall over if I try to take a step out of the tub. So he got a towel. Because the bottom of the tub is, well, it's oil-based. Mm-hmm. The bottom of the tub is an ice skating rink. And I'm, like, braced against the wall, like, with, like, legs like this because my feet would not stay stable. It's like, shit, 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 shit. So we got a towel and we laid it on the bottom of the tub, which of course immediately got soaked. Mm-hmm. But at least then I could get enough footing to not actually die.
Yeah.
See, I've had the sugar scrubs for like my hands and whatever, but I wouldn't use it in the shower.
No, it's there's a couple all over for like backs and everything else, yeah. I got. And it feels amazing. I mean, if you've ever had a really good back scratch, uh-huh. it's like the best back scratch you've Agreed. Ever had in your life. It's like... It's like 10 zillion little fingernails hitting all of the itchy spots all at the same time.
Correct.
And it is amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, regarding scrubs for body, I'm with you regarding sugar scrubs. But for specific areas like hands and feet, mm-hmm. honestly, I prefer the ones that use like walnut shells.
Mm, I've tried those.
It's much finer, mm-hmm. but it's... Not necessarily coarser, but it is at the same time. So it gets, because both hands and feet are going to have the thickest skin, because that's what gets used the most, it ends up making you, like, baby smooth. It's fantastic. Mm. And they don't use oil like they do with sugar scrub. So you can wash your hands and stuff afterwards. And
Yeah.
So what's that for feet?
It's, I don't remember the name because there's a ton of different companies that make it, but it's typically has like walnut shell or
like ground up walnut shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
It works. As long as
my feet are all kind of weird, like dry skin and whatever.
The more you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, between you and Keo, anything cosmetic I could probably figure out, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, sugar scrubs for the back.
Agreed.
Okay.
I would pay for that. Yeah, just scratch.
So, right. One last email.
And here you are. This one's on my gigantic nice and short. Phone.
Okay, I apologize now. I suck at reading.
It's not long, though, and it's anon.
It is anon. Okay, so to start this off, I'd probably best just stay in. If I stay anonymous, hi, anonymous. I have a problem, a big fat problem. I don't know who else to turn to. About a year and a half ago, I met this wonderful Finn, P-H-I-N. I don't know.
A dolphin.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
A dolphin fur.
And I mean, wonderful.
It wouldn't be a scaly, because they're not scaly.
Rubbery.
Yeah.
Rubbery.
Okay.
Yeah. The more you know. This Finn is wonderful. Kind, caring, selfless, loving, anything you could ever want in a guy. We got to talking, and then RPing, and then it turned into something more. We've both fallen hard for each other, and other than being a long-distance relationship, everything's great. There's just one thing. I'm 17. And he's 24.
No. Okay.
Now, before you go off any age brigade, well, we already did that earlier, so you're welcome. I already know, but I've grown up having to take care of myself far earlier than I should have. Anyway, I don't know what to do. Do I wait till I turn 18 to tell him? Do I come clean now? Do I wait until I meet him? Sorry about the blurb. Love the show and keep up the good work. A scared burb butt. Oh, it says bird.
BRB, burb. Yeah. It's internet speak.
I mean, 17 to 24 is a bit of a gap. I mean, I've heard of worse. I'm an example of much farther.
You and Sarah
are 11 years. Well, 10, 11, depending on where the birthdays fall. It might work. I mean, it's mostly a legality issue. Go carefully, and especially also look at the laws in whosever area, so that if you don't get him with a, if like your parents or his parents or somebody gets a wild hair up their ass,
and causes trouble for
causes
you.
Causes trouble. I would definitely bring. I would tell them now. That's me. I mean, if you're going to turn 18 next month, okay. You know, I wouldn't see mind waiting that long. But if you just turned 17 and you got another whole year, that's a lot more dicey. I mean, I know a bunch of people that started when they're 17 and they were still with people later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible, but yeah. Just check on legalities. I wouldn't do anything until you're 18, just for safety's sake.
Yeah. Well, so. Age of consent is always important. The way I look at it, all right, cool. So I assume you're talking online. I assume at this point you're probably talking on the phone. Age, 17, 24, you're legal in some jurisdictions. That's not a problem. And the thing that really kind of makes me go, all right, fine. You know, whatever floats your boat is an LDR. I mean, not necessarily, oh, you know, this guy, you know, hooked up in the local community. It's a long distance thing, and it may be a while before they're able to meet up. So when it comes to it, I mean, yeah, go ahead and tell him. I mean, you might as well now. The big kicker, though, is if you've never met in person, just be aware that when you meet in person, there may not be the spark you expect.
I've had from it happen to me. Mm-hmm.
I've had it happen too, and that is
you meet up with a person is like, I still like you as a person, but they're just
yeah, you are not who I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen before.
Even when I've seen pictures of people and I meet them in person, they've got annoying quirks, or there just isn't the zing, and it fizzles after a weekend of meetups.
Yeah,
you know, it happens.
So I mean, definitely. Tell the guy that you like him. And plan to, you know, plan to meet up at some point, you know, when everything's legal, and to see how it goes. Because I mean, you can't know for certain that, you know, that you're online, you're compatible, and in text and RP, but that's a lot different than actual one-on-one interaction.
Yeah, and also even once you get to where you're living with someone, I mean. It'll get to a point where, okay, I can't stand the fact that you never put the dishes in the sink and for the nth time. Or
why can't you take out the trash?
Whee! Can you please freaking unload the dishwasher? So, yeah, there's things that might will come with later on, but...
But, I mean, you're, like, at the essentially start point, so, I mean, that's a consideration for probably much further down the road.
Yeah.
The only way that I'd see him having any issue would be... Is your character a daddy? Because if he's expecting an older man, then he's going to be a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a question. Does he know your age?
Yeah, I mean, does he know that you're slightly younger than him, or does he think that you're older? Has the age just not come up? Have you fibbed a little already?
Yeah, that's the big question. Because if he doesn't know your age, then that's a whole, you know, roll the dice.
In this case, he doesn't, but the thing is, it's less than 5 years, which honestly,
no.
As weird as it is, I've always noticed.
What do you mean, less than 17 to 24? That's 7 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't math them.
Math is hard.
Never mind.
You're blue, not blonde.
And it's debatable. I was born blonde. But it's interesting because I've always noticed. Whenever you are typically between 16 and about 22, you always try to stay within your age range of like 2 years, But once you get past that, then suddenly you just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, age kind of, I find that once you start getting around 23, 24, age right up until you're like mid-30s kind of just becomes people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because for me, honestly, I considered my date range about 10 years. So
is that like 5 years on each side or 10 years in either direction?
Up to 10 years going up, so since I'm 26...
So 16 is out of the books.
No, I'm not. The thing is, this is where it's weird. I'm fine with going up 10 years, but regards going down, honestly, only about 3. Just because, I'm sorry, and I hurt y'all, but young kids are dumb.
Oh god! It's like the thing I saw the other day. It's like, how am I an adult and I spend time with teenagers? Like, look at me adulting all over the place. I'm adulting right now.
Pretty much.
And so. That was, yeah. It kind of depends on the younger person too. I mean, Sarah was really far down my. Is this possible?
You range. Robbed the cradle.
He was 23. I was 34 at that point, because he turned 24 shortly after. But still, 23 to like mid-30s is like, you know, that was a bit young.
You can be like, man, remember in the 90s? And he's like, I was 5. No.
Yeah, actually, those discussions happen a lot. Well, to be fair, Knox and Glar have about the same gap as we do, so... Me and Glar will be talking, and those two just kind of zone out because like, they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Turbo T.
So yeah,
throw them a squeaker toy and say, "Go play over there."
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like, crap, that movie came out before you're born. Now I feel really fucking old.
It's like, remember seeing the original Jurassic Park?
I was 3. I graduated high school when you were 8.
Thankfully, Panther and I are only like slightly just under a year apart, so we have a lot of similar touchstones on that. But he watched a lot more movies than I did growing up.
I'm still single, so I can't compare to anybody.
Yay!
I will say the one thing I think has helped with me and Sarah is our moms were the exact same age, like within a couple months of each other. So, and again, dad's about the same. So, the parent generation, because she had him a lot later than my mom had me, the parent generation, and so the music that our parents showed us and all that, were actually really similar. So when it came with the cultural things that got kind of passed down from folks, we have a very similar background, like musically, like Beatles and a whole bunch of the stuff from the 60s and 70s that were playing in the household. And like,
yeah.
And just the shows that got shown and stuff like that. So at least we have a lot of common background just because our parents were the same age and the same generation. So I think that has helped a lot. And, of course, Siam is 4 years older than me, so.
Whatever works for y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, I don't think we're not like, oh, you dang kid shouldn't be. No, it's whatever. You're 17. It's an LDR. Just go with caution. And I hope you didn't lie about your age.
Yeah. It's harder to come back from a lie than a omission.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for this week. We're actually made it past an hour pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Fuzz back next week.
With his AC report.
He will hopefully have survived. He was getting on his flight. It was 8 p.m. tonight, so hopefully he got there. I took him to the train station this morning with his luggage, and he was going to take the train to the airport after he got off work. Yeah. So it's like, I hope he was able to navigate. He may make it, because DFW is a big place, let me tell you.
Yes, it is.
And then, let's see, the last weekend of the month, I'm going to be in San Antonio. I'm going to San Japan.
So you're not going to Siesta?
Apparently not.
Because that's month? The 31st and 1st.
What month is Siesta?
It's the 31st of this month and the 1st of next month.
I think You should totally send people to the dong store and
shame me. Dance!
I will sell them lube.
Man, I feel like a moron now, Shiva. Fuck.
Why?
Oh, I just...
Derp.
The thing is, though, I was offered a table at a con for this, you know, 16,000 person anime con in a market I've never been to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I can't not go.
Oh, no, that's fine.
So it's like, oh, fuck. Because Siesta's been your baby for a while. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But this other opportunity came up and it's way bigger.
Do you have any other minions that you can put in Siesta?
I could send some folks.
I got people. It was mostly.
It was just one of those. I just had that realization that this came up. Well, like, there's all. I'm finding out because now that I'm expanding my marketing beyond just, you know, local cons, that, like, there's a lot of shit that goes on that I'm not aware of. Like, there's a gaming convention in Frisco next weekend.
Swallow?
No. Well, it's at the Embassy Suites, the one by the IKEA up there at the crossroads of Dallas North Tollway and 121.
Mm hmm.
And I have a couple dudes that are going to it, and I didn't know about it until they mentioned it. I'm like, oh shit, here, have a bunch of flyers, you know.
So flyers.
It's just like, oh, I'm fine about all these little things that I'm like, oh, I got to market here, got to do that, got to get flyers here, there, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to Crunchyroll, got to talk to Funimation, got to talk to these folks, got to talk to that comic shop, this comic shop. God. Running cons is hard, right?
Yeah. Especially if you actually actively market to things other than your own homebrew con.
Yeah.
I couldn't even fathom marketing an entire con. I had hard enough trouble just marketing that damn
panel. How did that go off?
Beyond full room. So apparently if I want to do this next year, I need to...
have a bigger room.
Yeah.
Cool. You did the drag one?
No. Well, I helped... with that, but
he did I did
the safe sex panel.
Good. So. Edumacation, good.
Yep, I'm bringing the one thing to cons that every con chair says doesn't exist.
What, say sex?
Sex.
I want you to know that we don't yiff at Anthrocon. These drink names at Tonic are offensive. They yiff me very hard and paw off.
I saw those.
That was funny. All right, so... we're going to wrap this up. You can always email us again at notcast@foxheffers.com. You can contact us on Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. You can send us anonymous questions. You can follow us on Twitter at notcast, on FA at notcast, on Patreon, notcast.
A pattern.
There is indeed. It's like we got all of our social media unified, huh?
Uh-oh.
You can... we have a Patreon, and for as little as a buck an episode, you can help us repair and replace and help us buy dongs from Avery, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Basically, you know, Patreon is cool. It helps us support the show. People that can support us on Patreon get the episodes a day early and in higher quality. And other than that, we'll think you're really cool because, hey, we've been doing this for a really long time.
Yes.
And, Patreon is a great tool for small creators like ourselves. We don't have to sell you crap products from Adam and Eve anymore. So on that note,
good night
and big balls.
Good night.
Bye.